Tomorrow we'll be starting with this
seminar,
and this is
the seminar.
This seminar tomorrow will require a lot of attention, and everyone should come on time if you want to take the seminar. The seminar is called How to Teach Almost Anything to Almost Anyone, and we're going to teach you how to give a good Bhagavatam class, how to structure your Bhagavatam class, how to encourage people who don't want to chant to chant Hare Krishna,
koji ne mantraju, da mantraju Hare Krishna,
how to take care of your children,
kako se brinuti za svoju djecu,
and get them to be good devotees,
i kako da postanu dobri bhakti,
how to get people to remember things and how you
kako
can remember things,
se drugi
memory
mogu
tricks,
sjećati stvari, kako se mi sami možemo
and,
sjećati stvari, znači neki
how to apply
zapamćeni.
Practical philosophy
I kako
in your life.
Primijeniti praktičnu filozofiju
so
u životu.
So it's going to be a very intensive seminar.
Znači, bit će to prilično intenzivan seminar.
Participatory.
I zahtijevat
ću
vaše
sudjelovanje. Everyone's participation. So it's a serious thing.
To
this is more
stvar.
Fun what
ovo
we're
je bilo
doing now.
Zabavno što smo do sada
serious,
radili.
Serious but fun.
Ozbiljno, ali zabavno.
But starting tomorrow it's for those who actually want to teach and preach
to
Krishna consciousness.
To će biti za one koji žele poučavati i propovijedati svjesnost Krishne.
Okay. So we're going to start with a play today. And this play is a very interesting play, and we require a lot of people. I think we'll pick the players first before I describe the play. For this play, we need
Sita, Ram,
Lakshman, a demon. That is a Rakshasa.
Rakshasa.
And then Ravana and Maricha.
Ravana i Maricha.
So let's quickly pick these people.
Dakle, treba nam da
who wants to be Ravana?
Te ljude. Tko želi biti Ravana?
You want to be Ravana? Here's the parts. Remember what... where we ended off yesterday, Lord Rama had killed Kar and Dushan, the brothers of who? No, brothers of Rama, but also the brothers of who? Who is that beautiful girl we saw? Surpanaka. The girl with the long what?
Nails. Okay.
So they had killed 14 giants, 14,000 rakshasas, and Karandushana were killed. And so one of the rakshasas, that's the demon.
To je demon.
Oh, there's a demon.
Evo, da.
He goes running to Ravana.
Je otrčao do Ravane.
And he says, my,
rekao,
Ravana, all these people were killed, the rakshasas, 14,000
rakshasas.
Kar and Dushana were killed.
Kar and Dushana be ubijen.
So he tells Ravana what happened. And
ispričao je Ravani što
se
dogodilo.
And he says, Ravana, there's this very beautiful girl Sita there.
Ima tamo jedna jako lijepa djevojka Sita.
So Ravana thinks about it. He says,
Ravana je razmišljao,
I should kidnap Sita.
Trebao bi oteti Sita devi.
And so Ravana goes to Maricha.
Do Mariche.
And Maricha is Ravana's uncle.
Ravanin ujak.
He's a magician.
On je čarovnjak.
And Ravana says, Maricha, you have to help me.
Maricha, moraš mi pomoći.
And Maricha says,
a on je rekao,
I'm not going to help you fight with Lord Ram.
Da se boriš s gospodinom Ramom.
Because previously, when I was trying to destroy the sacrifice of Vishwamitra, Lord Ram sent an arrow and
Rama je poslao strijelu.
I went flying 80 yojanas away.
Poletio sam 80 yojana.
That's 800 miles.
To je 800 milja.
Or about 1,200
ili
kilometers.
Oko 1,200 kilometara.
Just have to translate it for everybody. So, I'm not going near that Ram anymore.
Neću više prilaziti tome Rami.
Any time I hear the name Ram, I start shivering.
Svaki put kad čujem Ramino ime, počinjem se tresti.
Even if someone says Ra, I get an anxiety.
Ja se prestrašim.
Or Ma.
Ili Ma.
Even when I say my mother's name,
Ma.
Čak
I kad kažem majčino ime, Ma, sad se prestrašim.
So don't ask me to do it.
Nemojte od mene tražiti.
And it's not a good idea. You're going to get killed, Ravana.
I onako nije dobra ideja. I onako ću te ubiti.
And then, actually, we need another player for this. We
za
need
nam treba iz Surpanaka još jedan glumac.
Who's going to be Surpanaka?
Tko će biti Surpanaka?
Yeah, where's our Surpanaka?
Gdje je naša Surpanaka?
It's not here.
Nema je.
Anyway, so one of you is going to be Surpanaka, so listen.
Naš jedan od vas će biti Surpanaka.
So Surpanaka, so Ravana says, all right, Marić, I agree
rekao,
with you.
U redu, Marić, slažem se s tobom.
I shouldn't attack ne bi, and steal
ne bi smio
Sita.
Napasti I oteti Situ.
But then Surpanaka.
Ali Surpanaka.
She comes before Ravana after that.
Je nakon toga došla do Ravane.
And of course she doesn't have a nose.
Naravno nije imala nos.
Or ears.
Ili uši.
And he says, "Who did this to you?"
I on je rekao, "Pa tko ti to učinio?"
And she said, "It was that
rekla,
Rom character."
Onaj pokvarenjak.
I was just trying
samo sam
to steal that Sita for you, my dear brother.
Oteti tu Situ za tebe, moj dragi brate.
I just wanted you to have
samo
Sita.
Samo sam htjela da ti imaš Situ.
And now Ram did this
to
me. He wants to avenge me.
Meni. Želio se osvetiti.
So that's Surpanaka.
Dakle, to je
Surpanaka. That's all Surpanaka has to say.
To je sve što Surpanaka
and then
mora
Ravana
reći.
Said, goes back
Ravana,
to Marića again.
Onda se Ravana vratio Mariću.
Ravana goes back to Marića again and says, Marića, you have to do this.
Marića, moraš to učiniti.
And Marića says,
a on je rekao,
no.
Ne.
I'll die.
Umriću.
And Ravana says,
a Ravana rekao,
if you don't do this,
ako ne učiniš to,
I'll kill you.
Ja ću te ubiti.
And then Marića says,
a
well,
Marića rekao,
it's better to be killed by
bolje
Ram than Ravana.
Da me ubije Rama nego Ravana.
And so he agrees.
I tako je pristao.
And he goes with Ravan
I otišao
to
s Ravanom u šumu.
And he takes the form of a
I
golden deer.
I poprimio je oblik zlatnog jelena.
You're listening?
Ili
you
srne.
You know the story.
Zlatni
he takes the form of a golden deer and in front of the ashram
I
where Lakshman, Ram and Sita
Lakshman,
are,
Ram I Sita.
He starts dancing.
Gdje su oni bili počeo je plesati.
That's Marića has to be a golden deer.
Znači,
anyway.
On mora biti zlatna srna.
Yes, he starts dancing like
počne
this.
Počne plesati na taj način.
And Sita says, look at that golden deer.
A Sita kaže, pogledaj ovo zlatno srno.
Get him for me, Ram.
Dovedi je za mene, Ram.
And so Ram goes off and he tells Lakshman as he's going off.
I on je otišao I rekao Lakshmanu kad je odlazio.
You should protect her. Do not leave her.
Trebaš je zaštititi I nemoj je napuštati.
And so Ram goes off after the
Rama
deer.
Je otišao, slijediti
and then finally he shoots
I konačno,
the deer.
Kada ju je ustrijelio,
shoots Marića.
On ju stvari ustrijelio
and
Marića.
As Marića is dying,
I kako on umire,
he imitates Ram's voice.
On oponaša Ramin glas.
And he says,
I
Lakshman! Sita! Lakshman! Sita! And he dies, and Ram finds out that he's a Rakshasa.
I Rama saznaje da je on Rakshasa.
Meanwhile, back at the ashram,
u isto vrijeme, u ashramu,
Sita hears that voice.
Sita je začula taj glas.
And she says, Lakshman, go
rekao,
save your brother.
Lakshman, idi spasi svojeg brata.
And Lakshman says, there's no
Lakshman
problem.
Je rekao, ma nema problema.
My brother Ram
moj
will never be hurt
Rama,
by
brata,
anybody.
Nitko ne može povrijediti.
And she starts crying.
I počela je plakati.
You know, crying?
Ona je počela plakati.
Save your brother.
Spasi svog brata.
And Lakshman says no.
A Lakshman je rekao ne.
My brother is safe.
And she moj brat je spašen.
So now I know what you really wanted.
Sad znam što stvari želiš.
You wanted to enjoy me and get
želio
rid of your brother.
Želio si me uživati umjesto svog brata.
And then Lakshman says, all right, that's
Lakshman,
too much for me.
Ovo je previše za mene.
He says, I'm going away.
Rekao, ja sad odlazim.
And so then, Lakshman,
I Lakshman
goes away
I otišao
to try to find Ram.
Da bi pronašao Ramu.
And in the meantime,
a u međuvremenu,
Ravana comes in
Ravana je došao
as a form of a Brahmana.
U obliku Brahmane.
He comes chanting, Om Namo Shivaya, Shivaya Namaha, Shivaya Namaha, Shivaya, Shivaya Namaha. And he says, Bhikshu, in other words, I want some food. My dear lady, bring me some food.
Draga moja dama, ja bih želio neku hranu, donesi nešto.
And she said, no, I've been ordered to stay
a ona je rekla,
in this cottage.
Naređeno mi je da ostanem u ovoj,
And he says, don't you understand, you're offending the great sage, you're offending me
da me vrijeđaš
by not coming and giving me food. So she comes
hranu
out of the cottage.
Tako da ona izašla iz kolibe.
And Ravana grabs
I Ravana
her.
Je zgrabio.
puts her on a chariot and
stavio
flies away
na kočiju I odletio s njom.
Yeah, that's as far as we'll do the story. I mean, there's a lot more of the story.
Posle više od te priče, ali mi ćemo odglumiti do tog dijela.
All right, let's start it.
Znači, počet ćemo.
Let's start at the beginning. This is fun.
Od početka.
Okay. So remember the Ram has just killed all those Rakshasas. So who's Sarpanaka?
Ko je Sarpanaka?
Oh, you want to be Sarpanaka. Okay. Okay, come Sarpanaka. So you're not part of the play right now. Right now,
sad
the demon...
Dio,
just sit down, Sarpanaka.
Samo sjedni.
Right, sit down. You're not part of the play until I call you. You know, speak in whatever language you're comfortable
možete
with.
Možete govoriti u jeziku koji vam
and
je
the voters will translate
zgodni,
it.
Ja
you're comfortable with English, it's fine. If you're comfortable with Croatian, it's fine.
Ako vam se sviđa engleski, to je u redu.
Comfortable with German,
ako
speak in German.
Ako pričate njemački, može I to proći.
It's a multi-language play.
Ovo je predstava s više jezika.
And of course, the shock will speak in Danish. No, she's gonna know.
Ona će pričati na danskom.
You can speak English. So, okay. So what happens is that the demon
Demon.
Goes to Ravana.
Yeah, potrče do Ravane.
Demon. Ravana. He goes to Ravana and tells him what he just saw and what happened.
I kažu što baš vidio I što se dogodilo.
Oh,
40.000 naših rakshasa je pobijeđeno.
Svi su pobijeni.
You don't have to translate if you're speaking in Croatian.
Ali ima jedna lepa vest. Ima tamo jedna lepa.
But there's also one very nice
tell me, who did this?
Reci mi najprije tko je to učinio.
Ram.
Do you have some good news?
Imaš neke dobre vijesti?
Yes. Tamo postoji jedna lepa.
There is this beautiful young lady. Her name is Sita.
You said
Rekao
how said that how name?
Sita.
You said this is beautiful, pretty. Next text.
All right, and then he gets the idea, and then he goes to Marica, his uncle, who's meditating. See,
Marica
is sitting down meditating in the woods.
Okay, I'm calling her.
Because remember, Marica, he goes. No, he doesn't call Marica. He goes to Marica. Because Marica is
me.
Marica, yeah. Ravana goes to Marica because Marica is so scared. He doesn't want to be a demon anymore. He just wants to chant, meditate because he's so scared about what happened to him with Ram before.
Okay.
And he doesn't even like to hear the word Ra or Ma.
Okay,
you know, even when he hears Ram, it's like a dirty word.
Okay, you said Sita.
Marić!
You find him in the woods.
Where is this my, the best diamond?
He's meditating in the woods, your uncle.
Meditira u šumi, tvoj ujak.
Uncle
hey,
Marić.
Now. I have some service for you.
Imam neku službu za tebe.
You are my, the best soldier.
Moj najbolji
and
vojnik.
And I will send you for one special
I
task.
I poslušću te na jedan poseban
in
zadatak.
In forest there is one lady,
u
name is
ima jedna
Sita.
Žena, zove se Sita.
And she has some husband, but this is not
ima
problem.
Ima nekog muža, ali nije to problem.
It's more important. That you bring her to me.
Ali dovedi
her
meni.
Husband is Ram.
Nisi muž je Ram.
Who?
Tko?
Ram. You know him?
Yes, I know him.
Znam ga.
I won't help you with this.
Neću ti
last
pomoći
time,
s time.
I was trying to destroy
kad
sacrifice of Vishwamitra Muni.
Uništiti
žrtvovanje
Vishwamitra Muni. Taj Rama.
Shoot an arrow at me.
Uzrijel,
and I flow 8 miles away.
800 miles away.
800 milja.
Even if I hear
Čekaj,
the
ako
word
čujem,
Ra,
I got scared.
Ja se sad prestrašim.
If someone says
ako netko kaže Ma.
Bad idea, Alan. Bad idea.
Loša ideja,
okay.
Alan.
Okay, no problem.
No
do you like die from my sword?
No, later on. No.
Okay, this is not now.
No, that's
okay.
The second time he goes.
Okay.
There. Okay.
Next time, next text.
He said, all right, good advice. I'll think about it later.
Okay. I think about this.
Okay. And so he goes back to his castle and sits down. Ravana goes back and he sits down. And then Sarpanaka comes. Okay. Who did this to you?
What happened to you?
Ram, he did it to me.
Ram,
Ram.
No,
I just wanted to steal his wife for you because he's so pretty.
She's so pretty?
She's so pretty. And I just wanted to steal her for you so you could enjoy her. Now you have to go and revenge me.
Okay, just care about your nose and your ears. Marici! Okay, I think that you should listen immediately.
But my lord, I will die.
No problem, you can die now if you like. You like die from my sword or from Ram's sword?
Okay, then
come before with Sita, and then you can die.
No, he actually says it. He said, I'd rather be killed by Ram than
Ravan.
Okay.
Dobro.
But use your intelligence. You are mystic. You can a little bit change yourself and do some arrangement for me, okay?
Učini nešto za mene.
What form do you want me to put?
U koji oblik
you can be deer. Golden
srna.
Deer.
Zlatna
I hear
srna.
That Sita like
deers. Čuo sam da Sita voli srne.
Okay, Lord.
Dobro, gospodine.
Okay, so both of them together. Get in the Pushpaka Vimana airplane, which is the flower airplane.
Pushpaka Vimanu, to je,
and they fly
cvijeća, I lete.
To where the hermitage is. Very good. That's very good. Okay. And then it goes down to the ground. It's not it's not that bad. And then Marić takes the form of a golden deer. Because he's a great mystic yogi, he can take the form of a golden deer. And so Sita and Ram and Lakshman are in the hermitage, and he's going dancing before the hermitage. Microphone? You gotta give them the microphone. And so Sita sees the deer. How beautiful, Ram, get him for me.
Ram, kako je divan, molim te. Vidi ga, kako je divan. Molim te, idi ga dovedi za mene.
And Ram says, no problem, I will capture him for you.
Nema problema, dovešću ga ako želiš tako.
And so Ram goes off with his bow and arrow.
Lazi sa svojim lukom I strelom.
And he shoots the deer. Not Ravana. Don't shoot him. And the deer cries out as he's dying. Lakshman! Sita! Sita! Lakshman! Sita! Lakshman! And then Ram looks. He comes over and says, Ram. Ram. Look at the deer. And you said, that is that rascal Marića again.
To je taj rascal Marića ponovno.
To je taj rascal
Marića. Marića is dead.
Marića je mrtav.
Okay. So Ram, just sit over there for a second.
Ram, samo sjedi malo.
Anyway, that's all. Just go out of the picture.
Možeš izaći sad.
Okay. And then Sita... Hearing the cries, Sita, Lakshman, Sita, Lakshman.
Sita, Lakshman.
And so she starts crying.
Počela je plakati.
Lakshman.
Go save your brother.
Idi spasi svog brata. Nešto se dešava sa njim. Idi ga spasi.
Something's happening with him. Save him.
He said, don't worry. That's Lord Ram. No one can hurt him.
Don't worry, it's Ram. No one can touch Ram.
Molim te, idi spasi ga.
Please go and save him.
No, there's no problem.
There's no problem.
There's no way on earth that Ram could be killed.
And then she starts crying, you actually have this plan to enjoy me yourself. And then Lakshman is so insulted. Never. Okay, against Ram's wishes, I'm going to go off and see what's happening.
This is a total waste of time, but... No way, I'm just going to go.
And then he takes his bow.
I onda uzima svoj luk.
He has his bow, and he makes a mark around Sita. And he says, don't cross that boundary.
I rekao, nemoj prijeći ovu granicu. Sve dok ostaješ u ovom krugu, bit ćeš sigurna.
Okay, and then he runs off.
I onda je otečao.
And then Ravana enters.
I onda došao Ravana.
Dressed as a Brahmana.
Obučen kao Brahmana.
Namo Shivaya, Shivaya Namaha.
ti lijepa djevojka, ja sam u stadu. Imala sam
hungry.
Gladan.
Hungry, not just thirsty.
Tako sam gladan. Ako mi možeš dati.
See, he tries to cross the boundary and
he can't. Znači, želim preći tu granicu. Što je to kod tebe? Ne mogu doći po hranu. Jer kod tebe neka posebna moć.
And she just puts some out and then gets back in the boundary.
Vani ponovno se vraća u svoju granicu.
And then he says, no, you have to come and bring it to me.
Ne, ne, moraš ti doći dati mi. Ja ne mogu ući unutra, ti moraš izaći van. Pazio su... Ja sam sadu, ti moraš paziti na svoju
darmu. Me,
ako me uvrijediš, ti ćeš ići u pakao i Rama zajedno s tobom.
Turn that off. She gives it to me. And he...
Yes!
All right, yeah, you just grab it, Paco.
No, she grabbed you.
Ram, help me.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that point in a second. And so we need Jatayu now.
Znači sad nam treba Jatayu.
Who's Jatayu?
Ko je Jatayu?
Who's a good Jatayu? Come on. No Jatayus? No, no, you can't be. You can't be Robin and Jatayus.
Ne možeš biti i Ravana i Jatayu isto vrijeme.
Okay, continue with the pastime.
Oh,
yeah, we're not gonna. No more rehearsal. Yeah, I'll tell you what to do. I'll tell you, and you just act as I tell you.
Pravi glume na to kako ti kažem, spontano, potpuno spontano.
So Ravana has Sita in the chariot,
Ravana,
she's crying.
Ima Sita u koči. Ona je plakala. Rama.
Okay, cry.
Plači.
Ram, help me.
And then Jatayu comes.
I Jatayu dolazi.
Jatayu, help me.
And then he fights with Ravana. And Ravana is very bewildered by the whole thing.
Ravana je jako zbunjen. Jako je zbunjen.
He destroys Ravana's chariot. And then Ravana takes out his sword, the Chandrahas. Sword.
Svoj mač.
And he slices off the wings of Jatayu.
Krilo, Jatayu, krilo.
Oh, Ram! Ram!
And Jatayu is dying. Okay, in the meantime, they're flying away.
A međuvremeno oni su letjeli i...
Jatayu, stay there. As they're flying away, she
letili,
takes some of her jewelry and drops it off to the monkeys that she sees at Mount
Rushimu.
But there's no chariot now. She's
ali
flying
nemate,
away because Ravana's personally
koči,
carrying her, but you don't have
Ravana
to do that.
Ravana ju osobno nosi, ali ne morate to odglumiti.
Ram!
Okay, now Ram comes back.
Sada se vraća Ram.
No, Ravana, you're out of the picture.
Ravana, gotovo je s tobom.
So Ram comes back.
Dolazi Rama.
Ram and Lakshman come back.
Rama i Lakshman se vraćaju.
Where is
Sita?
Don't look at him yet.
Gdje je Sita?
Sita, where is Sita?
Gdje je Sita?
Where is Sita?
Gdje je
What's
Sita?
This?
Što je ovo?
Is this a Rakshasa?
Ovo je Rakshasa.
No, it's Jatayu.
To je Jatayu.
Jatayu, who did this to you?
Jatayu, ko ti to učinio?
And Jatayu says,
a Jatayu kaže,
you know, Ram, you have to be in the act too.
Ti isto moraš glumiti.
All right, just get down. I'll explain. Just do the same thing he's doing.
Radi isto što i on. Kao i Lakshman, radi isto što je Lakshman.
Jatayu. And Jatayu said, they asked, who did this to you?
Ko ti to
and then
učinio?
Jatayu answers,
Jatayu kaže,
Robin!
Ko ti to uradio? Robana! Taj zlikovac!
Taj, this rascal.
Robin! He kidnapped Mother Sita.
On je oteo majku Situ.
He kidnapped Mother Sita.
And where do they go? Where
kamo
do they go?
Otišli? Kamo su otišli?
Which way did they go?
And he said, to the
on kaže,
south.
Prema jugu.
And then he goes, dies. Ja, Rom! Umre. Rom! 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 Rom!
Ram, you should suffer, Ram.
And then they cremate him.
I onda su ga kremirali.
All right, that's it.
Okay, to je to.
That's it for that play. That is all. So, actually, we saw many different things here in this particular pastime.
U zabavi vidjeli smo mnoge stvari.
We saw, first of all,
prije svega smo vidjeli
that Ravana,
da je Ravana
was not at all interested in his sister. Actually, the reason
da Ravana uopće nije zanimala njegova sestra,
he kidnapped Sita Devi was because of her lust, his lust. Svitu
Devi bila njegova požuda.
And also because of his pride.
A isto tako i njegov ponos.
Those are the two reasons, lust
to su dva
and
razloga,
pride.
Ponos i požuda.
He really didn't care his sister had his her nose cut off, her ears cut off, all the parts of the body
cut off. Bilo
brigo
što su njezini dijelovi tijela bili odsječeni. Jer
earlier on in the Ramayana,
priča,
where Ravana actually killed his sister's husband.
Postoji dio gdje je Ravana prije toga ubio
so
muža
svoje
sestre.
He had killed Srpanaka used to be married.
Srpanaka je bila ženjena.
And to another demon.
Za nekog drugog demona.
And then Ravana had killed her.
I Ravana je ubio njenog muža.
And he apologized. So I'm sorry.
Se, no, žao mi je.
These things happen.
Tako stvari se događaju.
You know, it's by accident. You
bilo je slučajno, zaboravi.
So he didn't really care for anyone
stvari,
else.
Nije ga bilo briga ni za kog drugog.
The first point, when one is experiencing lust or anger or greed,
kada je netko pod utjecajem požude, pohlepe ili zavisti,
there's no compassion.
Ne postoji samilost.
There's no love for others.
Niti ljubav za druge.
It's just exploitation.
Samo
how can
iskorištavanje. Kako možemo
use you to,
iskoristiti
for my own
druge
enjoyment.
Osobe za vlastite
so
uživanje.
Ravana is always like that.
Znači,
the typical demoniac mentality.
Imao taj tipični demonski mentalitet.
Okay. And so the next thing that happens is that Ravana, of course, is,
Ravana,
contacting Maricha. Maricha had more intelligence at that time.
On je bio inteligentniji u to vrijeme.
Not because he was surrendering
ne, zato
to Rami.
Jer se predavao Rami.
Because he had fear of Rami.
Već zato što ga se bojao.
So also, this is important
znači,
for us
ovo
to understand.
Jako važno da shvatimo.
That we should also have, like Prabhupada
da,
said,
kao što
the problem with
kaže,
us Western boys and girls,
the problem s nama zapadnjacima,
I'm not a boy or girl anymore, but a little older. But anyway, so Prabhupada said, the problem with you Western boys and girls, you're not enough afraid of Maya.
Što se ne boje dovoljno Maje.
You know, we like Krishna,
sviđa nam se Krishna,
but we're not scared of Maya or illusion.
Se iluzije ili Maje.
So we're not strict in our Krishna consciousness and our sadhana. So fear, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, before one
Krishna
comes to the platform of prema, you know, bhava and prema,
prije dolaska na razinu bhava i preme, dobro imati tu
zdravi in my
strah.
Own life, you know, everyone sees that I get up every morning for Mangal Arati.
Ja se budim svako jutro za Mangal Arati.
Because I'm afraid of not doing
jer
it.
Jer se bojim da to ne učinim.
I mean, I like it too.
U isto vrijeme mi se naravno i sviđa.
But also I'm afraid.
Ali isto tako se bojim.
I have dreams at night about running
noćima
to Mangal Arati.
Sanjam kako odlazim na Mangal Arati.
I have dreams. Really?
Sanjam to, stvarno.
I have dreams of looking at my watch and there's 5 minutes to Mangal Arati and I haven't taken a shower yet.
I da je 5 minuta do Mangal Arati.
This is a recurring nightmare I have.
Da se ja nisam istuširao. To je moja opetovana noćna mora.
The one should be afraid.
To je dobar strah. Trebamo se bojati.
You know, anxiety, finishing their rounds every day.
Strah da li će završiti
following
krugove.
The practices of Krishna consciousness, waking up early.
Krishne,
little healthy
buditi
fear is good for you.
Malo zdravog straha je dobro dođe.
Okay. So Maricha was fearful.
I Maricha se dakle bojao.
And then he understood.
I onda je shvatio.
That being killed by the Lord gives you liberation.
Da,
of course, we don't that's
ako,
not applicable to our lives if we ubije, want to be killed by Krishna.
Ako gospodin ubije netkog, da ta osoba dostiše oslobođenje.
So he understood
oslobođenje.
Being killed by Ravana was useless, being
i
killed by Rama
da bi bilo beskorisno da ga ubije
back
Ravana.
To home, back to
ali ako bi ga ubio Rama, here onda bi se vratio nazad kući, nazad Bogu. To je dakle još jedna pouka iz ove predstave.
And then another lesson is
još jedna
the golden deer.
To je zlatni jelen.
That we are attracted to so many
privučeni smo
we call ephemeral or
tolikim,
you know, fleeting
tolikim prolaznim
types of
vrstama,
attraction or enjoyment in this world.
I uživanje u ovome svijetu.
But that enjoyment
ali to uživanje
is lasting only for a few seconds. And like we know in the Bhagavad Gita, it says happiness in the mode of passion is what?
Bhagavad Gita kaže da je sreća
like what
u
in the beginning?
Bhagavad Gita, što?
Nectar in the beginning, what's it like
nektar,
at the end?
A što je na kraju?
Poison.
Otrov.
So that's like the golden deer.
Dakle, to je nalik zlatom jelenu.
Dancing in front of us.
Koji pleše ispred nas.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
Nectar in the beginning, poison at
nektar
the end. So the deer
početku,
is exhibiting that particular aspect of the pastime
jelen,
where the philosophical instruction.
Aspekt,
Another point is
još jedna stvar je,
that Lakshman should not have listened to Sita. What is a pastime?
Nije smio slušati Situ, naravno, to je bila zabava.
Ali
trebamo se držati svoje dužnosti u svjesnosti
Krišne.
Ako trčimo nagonjeni,
you know, by a sense of guilt,
osjećaj krivnje
or pride,
ili ponosa,
then we can end up in trouble. So
možemo,
možemo
zapasti u poteškoće. Isto kao što je Lakshman.
Several different things. Another point is we should be like Jatayu, being so dedicated to
trebamo
our duty,
biti,
they were willing to die in the service of
da smo spremni
our spiritual master, in the service
u službi
of Lord
Ram. Svojeg duhovnog učitelja i u službi gospodina Rame.
Okay, so we'll continue with the narration,
dakle,
and we'll get to one or two more plays. That was an interesting play.
Ovo je bila zanimljiva priča.
Very, very
ćemo nastaviti s,
so what happened with
Jatayu?
Is that they cremated him?
And Jatayu su kremirali.
And, he went, Lord Rama went to seek out Sugriva to get help.
Gospodin Rama je potražio pomoć od Sugrive.
In finding Sita Devi and
da pronađe Sita Devi,
chastising Ravana.
I da kazni Ravanu.
So as he was looking for Sugriva, and actually
tražio
there's an interesting
Sugrivu,
story about Sugriva.
Postoji i zanimljiva priča o Sugrivi,
I can tell you right now,
koju mogu odmah sad ispričati.
That Sugriva and Bali, his brother,
Bali,
they were brothers.
Brat, oni su bili braća.
Everybody knows that?
Jesi li to znali?
Sugriva and Bali.
Sugriva i Bali.
So I'll explain the mystery of their birth, which
objasniću
is a very interesting story.
Tajnu njihovog rođenja.
Once upon a time, many years ago,
prije mnogo, mnogo godina,
the sun was stopped from rising.
Sunce je bilo zaustavljeno od
izlaženja. The sun was stopped from rising by this very chaste lady.
A zaustavila ga je jako čestita žena.
Because this chaste lady had vowed to stop the sun from rising because her husband was cursed by the sage Markandeya Rishi to die when the sun rose.
Zato što je njezinog muža prokleo Markandeya Rishi da će umriti prilikom izlaska sunca.
And she was so powerful, as Prabhupada said, chaste ladies are very powerful, they can stop the rising of the sun or the moon.
Moćna, da može zaustaviti izlazak mjeseca ili sunca.
So you men, be very careful.
I zato vi muškarci budite jako oprezni s ženama.
They're powerful.
Moćni su.
Should be scared.
Trebate se bojati.
So anyway, so if they're chaste.
Ako su chaste.
So anyway, so she stopped the rising of the sun.
Zaustavila je izlazak.
So the sun
sunce.
God, Vivaswan.
A bog sunca, Vivaswan.
Said to his chariot driver. Who is Vivaswan's chariot driver? Does anyone know?
Vozaču koči, a to je, da li netko zna?
No one knows. Aruna.
Aruna.
Aruna. Aruna is the brother of who?
On
Does
je
anyone know?
Čiji brat?
Garuda.
Od Garude.
So, anyway, so he said to him, okay, time for a vacation.
I rekao mu je, u redu, vrijeme za odmor.
We can take a few minutes off.
Možeš se odmoriti par minuta.
So Aruna.
I Aruna.
He wanted to go see Indra's dancing performance.
Želio vidjeti kako
Indra,
Indra
has all
pleše.
These nice dancing girls.
Indra ima sve
the apsaras.
Divne apsare, plesačice.
You understand? They dance before him.
One plešu za njega.
And he and the other demigods go, wow.
A on i drugi poli bogovi.
Look at those apsaras dance.
Vidi kako apsare plešu.
So, this Aruna, he wanted to get in there, but they wouldn't let him in.
Aruna je želio doći tamo,
so he used his mystic power,
pa iskoristio svoje mistične moći.
And he made himself into a dancing girl.
I pretvorio se u plesačicu.
A very beautiful dancing
girl. Jako lijepu plesačicu.
And because he was the chariot driver of the sun, he was also very effulgent. You know, sunshine was flying. Sunčev
vozač koči isto je tako bio i sjajan.
So he walked into the assembly.
Jer je bio u stalnom dodiru sa suncem. I kako, kada je došao na taj skup,
and Indra saw him.
Indra ga je ugledao.
And said, wow.
Rekao je, wow.
You are beautiful.
Ti si lijepa.
And he said,
I rekao je,
send all the rest of the dancing girls away.
Neka odu sve
ostale plesačice. And so he said to Aruna, who is now Aruni called rekao, Aruni,
koji se sada zvao Aruni,
let's go.
Aj, idemo.
And she said, you don't understand,
rekla,
I'm
ali
a man.
Ti ne svađaš, ja sam muškarac.
And he said, that's all right.
A on je rekao, nema problema.
And so they had a child.
I imali su dijete.
And that child was actually Bali.
A to dijete bio
je
Bali.
The son of Indra.
Znači, sin Indre.
And the son of Aruni. Okay.
Je Arunin sin.
Okay, so then Aruni changed back into Aruna.
I Aruni se preobrazila u Arunu.
It's a funny story, isn't it?
Smiješna priča, zar ne?
Then he went back to the sun god. The sun
I onda
god
se
said,
vratio Bogu
so
sunca, a on je pitao, pa što ti je trebalo tako
late.
Dugo? Kasniš pet
and
minuta.
He said, you know,
on je rekao,
I had this problem.
Imao sam taj problem.
You know, I turned into a lady and then Indra was attracted.
Pretvorio sam se u ženu i privukao Indru.
And then the sun god said,
a onda je Bog sunca rekao,
interesting story you just
told
me. Zanimljiva
priča koju si mi sad
rekao. I want to see that lady.
Želim vidjeti tu ženu.
So then Aruna said, this is not
Aruna
a good
rekao,
idea.
To baš nije dobra ideja.
We've been through this one before.
Već sam prolazio
kroz to. Or they say in French, deja vu.
Kažu deja vu.
Is that deja vu? Or they say in English, seen there, seen it, been there, done it.
Bio sam tamo, vidio to, učinio to.
So he changed into Aruni.
Dakle, preobrazio se Aruni.
And of course, the sun god got interested.
A Bog sunca je naravno isto bio zainteresiran.
And as a result,
i kao rezultat toga,
Sugriva was born.
Rodio se Sugriva.
So therefore you have Sugriva and Bali as brothers.
Znači, Sugriva i Bali su braće.
And I think you all know the story about how Bali kicked Sugriva out of the kingdom. So
kako
I'm not going to get into
that.
That's in the reminder everybody's read.
Istjerao Sugriva.
So anyway, so they were competing like that. And actually Bali was very, very, very powerful.
Bali je bio jako moćan.
In fact, he was so powerful that previously, when Ravana attacked him, Ravana came from behind, Bali just put Ravana under his arm like that, his armpit.
Napadnuo,
and he held him there and he flew to all the pilgrimage places. Imagine being under a monkey's
ruke.
Armpit. It's pretty disgusting, isn't it? So Ravana was there with his 10 heads squirming like that, like an insect under Bali's arm. So Bali was so powerful like that.
Bali je bio tako moćan.
And actually Bali one time was envious of Hanuman.
U jednom trenutku Bali je bio zavidan i na Hanumana.
When Hanuman was in the womb of his mother.
Kad je Hanuman bio u majčinoj maternici.
As you see, I love Hanuman.
Priča o Hanumanu, kao što vidite, volim Hanumana. Ja sam Hanumanov
bakta. So when Hanuman was in the womb of his mother, Bali tried to kill him while he was in the womb.
Bali ga pokušao ubiti dok je on bio.
He fired a missile. He made a special missile composed of five metals.
Napravio poseban projektil koji se sastoji od pet metala.
Like you have the different metals of the deities.
Kao što postoje različiti metali u božanstvima. Ima malo zlata, malo bakra.
You understand? So he made a special missile of five metals fired at Hanuman in the womb of his mother.
I spalio ga u utrobu Hanumanove majke.
Name? Anyone remember?
Kako se ona zvala ili se netko sjeća?
It's called Anjanasuta.
On se zove Anjanasuta.
Anjanasuta, that's the name of Hanuman.
To je Hanumanovo ime, znači.
Son of Anjanasuta. Keshavi Nandana, that's another name of Hanuman.
Keshavi Nandana, to je
actually, if you're real advanced, I can teach you the Hanuman Sahasranama.
Kada budete jako napredni, onda ću vas naučiti.
Anyway,
that's
a different subject matter.
Ali to je druga tema.
But I become ecstatic whenever I start talking about Hanuman. You know that. I can't control myself. So anyway, so Bali fired a missile at Hanuman while he was in the womb of his mother. And the interesting thing is, that missile, as soon as it came near Hanuman, it melted. And it became his earrings. And he was born with those earrings.
Interesting.
So the story goes, and we're not going to tell the whole story because I think a lot of you know.
Nećemo ispričati cijelu priču jer većina vas ju već zna.
Lord Ram,
gospodin Rama,
found Hanuman.
Je pronašao Hanuman.
And Sugriva at Mount Rishimuk. Lord Ram ended up killing Bali.
On je ubio
Bali. Who was Sugriva's half brother, as we
mentioned before. Koji je bio Sugrivin polubrat.
And Lord Ram installed Sugriva on the throne.
Sugrivu postavio na prijestolje.
Of the monkeys.
On je postao kralj majmuna.
Kishkinda was the name of the kingdom.
Kraljestvo se zvalo Kishkinda.
Some interesting stories here.
Sugriva
actually not only got his own wife back.
Nije dobio samo svoju ženu nazad.
But also married the wife of Bali.
Već isto tako ženio je Balijevom ženom.
So what happened is that when he got married and he got his kingdom
back,
there was 4 months when they couldn't look for Sita. Those are the Chatur Masha months, the months of the rainy season.
Kada nisu mogli tražiti Sita,
and during that time, because Bali had gotten his wife and his brother's wife,
u to vrijeme je Bali dobio
he got drunk.
I ženu svog brata i
really
u to vrijeme se
napio. So he was lying
bio
there
jako, jako
and
pijen.
Also his wives were drunk.
On je ležao negdje i njegove žene su isto tako bile pijene.
I don't know if you've heard this story before.
Ne znam da li se
čuo. Anyway, they were completely
drunk. Ali uglavnom
drunk.
Bili su pijeni.
And after the 4 months of the rainy season were over.
Nakon što je završilo to razdoblje od
Sugriva had forgotten to look for Sita Devi or to call the monkeys to look for Sita Devi.
Sita Devi ili pozvati majmune da je traže.
And Ram was outside of the kingdom because he had taken a vow never to go into the city, never to go into a city again for 14 years of his exile. And so what happened is that he sent Lakshman, find out what's happening. So Lakshman went into the kingdom of Kishkinda and he was angry. His eyes were red. You know, red with anger, he was ready to kill everybody.
And Lakshman
said, where's that Sugriva? Where is he? I'm going to kill him.
Gdje je Sugriva? Gdje je? Ubit ću ga.
And Sugriva was so scared.
A Sugriva je bio tako prestrašen da nije izlazio.
What he did is he sent out
Taru,
who was Bali's wife.
Je bio, a to je bila Balijeva žena, zato je znao da Lakshman neće ubiti Taru.
So Tara came out completely, what we call disheveled, you know, because she was drunk.
Potpuno bila
she was completely
pijena, pa
drunk.
Je,
Lakshman.
Rekla, Lakshman.
What's the problem?
And because Lakshman. Problem?
Lakshman, these are monkeys. What do you expect?
To su majmuni. Što biste vi željeli?
Actually, practically the only one who had his senses controlled amongst the monkeys was Hanuman.
Hanuman je jedini kontrolirao svoje osjetila, jedini među njima.
So the rest of them. No.
Oni ostali ne.
I mean, even Hanuman, when Hanuman, so I like to talk about Hanuman. When Hanuman was looking, Hanuman was looking for Sita, he was flying all around Ravana's palace, and there were millions or thousands of ladies there, you know,
milioni,
wearing very little.
Dama.
And he was thinking, what's the brahmachari
odjevene
doing in the woman's ashram?
I onda on razmišljao, pa što brahmachari radi?
Ram, and he wasn't
at all attracted. Što brahmachari radi u ženskom ashramu, ali pjevao Ramino.
So, so Tara came out,
tada
and she was drunk, and she said to Lakshman,
pijena, bila je pijena,
just wait.
Rekla je Lakshmanu, samo
everything
pričekaj.
Is all right.
Sve u redu.
Everything is all right. And she made up a story. She said, actually, Sugriva has already called for all the monkeys to send them out
I
to gather, to ask them to later on go on and look for Sita.
Skupio ih je.
So she's protected her husband.
Znači, ona je štitila svog muža, svog drugog muža.
Anyway, it's a funny story.
To je smiješna priča.
So then the monkeys gathered.
I majmuni su se okupili.
To search in the four directions.
Da pretraže sva četiri pravca.
Hanuman and his camp went to the south.
Hanuman je sa svojom skupinom otišao na jug. I da skratim.
When Hanuman and the other monkeys went to the south, they reached the shore.
Hanuman i ostali majmuni otišli na jug, došli su do obale oceana.
And they didn't know what to do with that.
I nisu znali što da dalje rade.
They got ready to fast.
Bili su spremni
till the
postiti
death,
do smrti.
They couldn't carry out the orders
jer nisu
of
mogli
Lord Ram.
Izvršiti naredbe gospodina Rame.
So when they got ready to fast to the death,
se spremili da
there was a vulture
do smrti,
there who happened to be the brother
lešinar,
of Jatayu. His name
koji je bio
was what?
Jatayov brat,
Sampati.
A on se zvao Sampati.
Right, Sampati. And he thought, oh,
on je razmišljio,
food at last.
Konačno hrana.
Delicious monkey meat.
Ukusno majmunovo meso.
And they started talking.
I počeli su
and they
pričati.
Mentioned the name. The monkeys started mentioning the name of Jatayu.
I majmuni su počeli spominjati
Jatayu. And
Sampati
immediately came down.
Sampati je istog trenutka došao.
And he said, why are you talking
rekao,
about my brother
zašto
Jatayu?
Govorite o mojem bratu Jatayu?
The reason I am sitting Razlog, here without my wings functioning
bez
properly is because I protected
krila,
Jatayu when we flew too close
moja krila ne lete,
to the sun.
Je zato što
and
sam,
my wings were
što
burnt.
Sam štitio Jatayu, kada smo
and they explained the whole story to Sampati.
I onda je ispričao, ispričao cijelu priču. On je zbog svojih lešinarskih očiju mogao vidjeti, lešinarovih očiju, mogao vidjeti sve do, sve do Lanke i vidio i Sita Devi. I čim je vidio, njegova su krila ponovno narasla. Zato je dobio blagoslov da će se njegova krila vratiti. I Hanuman je skočio na Lanku. Neću ispričati cijelu priču. Hanuman je tražio Sita u palači.
Pronašao je
u voćnjaku i odlučio je joj staviti na kušu, sve rakšase. I
onda
je počeo uništavati taj voćnjak. Rakšase su došli, a on ih je ubio jednog sa drugim.
One rakshasa came. Hanuman was fighting with him, and the rakshasa opened his mouth, and Hanuman passed urine in the rakshasa's mouth. And the rakshasa said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Hanuman said, 'I'm a monkey.'"
Hanuman urinirao njegova usta.
What do you expect?
A Hanuman je rekao, "Pa ja sam majmun. Što očekuješ od mene?"
Finally, after being attacked by all the rakshasas and defeating them,
then Indrajit,
the son of Ravana, was able to capture Hanuman. With the ropes of Lord Brahma,
i on je uspio uloviti Hanumana s užetom gospodina Brahma. Hanuman je dobio blagoslov da ga to užet neće dugo zadržavati. I onda je Hanuman zapalio Lanku kad su oni pokušali zapaliti njegov rep. I ovo je jedna priča.
Maybe we'll have one more play, but I'm just going to want to tell this story. It's a very interesting story.
Ovo je jako zanimljiva priča.
So finally the army came,
konačno je došla
being
vojska,
guided by Hanuman
je,
to the shore of the
vodio
ocean,
Hanuman, da uništi ocean,
was able to cross the ocean because of the monkeys building
ocean,
the bridge out
jer
of stones,
su majmuni od kamenja
in which they signed
stone, brod,
Ram, and the stones floated.
And when they came to the opposite side, napisali ime Ram, tako da je kamenje moglo plutati.
Ravana got very worried.
Kad su došli, Ravana se jako zabrinuo.
He said, "What am I going to do?"
Je,
he said, "I should go and get the help of my brother."
Potrebna mi je pomoć mojeg brata.
Ravana's brother,
Ravani,
not, we're not talking
brat,
about Kumbhakarna.
Sad ne govorimo ovdje o Kumbhakarni.
We're talking about a brother named Mahiravana.
Mahiravani.
That means earth Ravana.
Znači zemljanom Ravani.
And this Mahiravana lived in Brazil.
Mahiravana je živio u Brazilu.
Prabhupada said this.
To Prabhupada rekao.
When Prabhupada visited South America,
Prabhupada posjetio Južnu Ameriku,
took a globe, you know, earth globe, map,
globus, znači,
and he spun it and he said,
zemlje,
that
i,
is Mahiravana's kingdom.
I onda rekao, ovo je Mahiravanino kraljestvo, gledajući na Brazil.
And he said, there is a
tunnel
between Brazil,
između Brazila
and Lanka.
I Lanke.
And the devotees confirmed that.
I vakte su to potvrdili.
That even today in Brazil, there are many, many caves they've never been
mnogo,
able to explore.
Koje,
they're so deep, they've never been able to go
duboke,
through.
Da nitko nije mogao
so Prabhupada
istražiti.
Confirmed
dakle,
that that was
Mahiravana's
kingdom.
Mahiravanino
so Ravana from Lanka,
Ravana iz Lanke,
got in the tunnel,
ušao u taj tunel,
and he went to Mahiravana
i
and said, "Save me, save me
rekao,
from this
me,
Raman Lakshman."
Spasi me od Ramane, od Rame i Lakshmane.
So Mahiravana said, "Don't worry."
Mahiravana je rekao, ne brini.
This is not a problem.
To nije problem.
These are just two humans.
Oni su samo dvojica, dvoje ljudi.
No problem.
Bez nema problema.
So he sent some of his servants to get kidnap Raman
Lakshman.
Now at that time,
u tom trenutku,
Hanuman was guarding Raman Lakshman in a very unusual way.
Lakshmana i Ramu na jako neobičan
način. Hanuman had made a whole fort.
Hanuman je sagradio čitavu tvrđavu od svojeg repa.
We know that Hanuman could
znamo da Hanuman
his tail
može ekspandirati svoj rep do neograničene
veličine. Napravio tvrđavu
koja je potpuno okruživala Ramu, Lakshmanu i ostale vojnike unutar njegovog repa. Jedini način na koji se mogao ući u tu tvrđavu bilo je putem njegovog uha. To je prilično zanimljivo, zar ne? To je Hanuman.
And so this servant of Mahiravana, he wanted
sluga,
to kidnap Raman Lakshman.
Oteti, Ramu i Lakshmanu.
So what he did is he tried to open up two of the little
otvoriti
folds
dva,
of the
dva
tail.
Od tih malih,
you know, the tail was
nabora,
going ram, 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 ram.
Da, da se rep bio namotan, znači pokušao rastvoriti između dva ta nabora, stavio unutra svoju glavu i pogledao.
And the tail closed on his head. And the monkeys inside that were guarding saw, "Oh, look!"
A majmuni koji su tamo stražarili rekli su,
"A rakshasa's face."
Lice rakshase.
And so what they did
I onda su,
is they bit off his nose.
Onda su mu odgriznili nos.
Oh,
odgrizli
poor
nos. Ojadni Rakshasa.
He bit off his ear. You know, he had monkey bites all over. His face, he lost his nose, his eyes, his ears, everything. Poor Rakshasa.
Jadni Rakshasa.
And then, you know, they let him go. After that.
Ga,
so he went back to this Mahiravana.
Mahiravana.
And he said, Mahiravana. Mahiravana said, what did you do with my... Rekao, what had happened to your face?
Što ti s licem?
And so the monkeys did
rekao,
it.
Majmuni su to učinili.
So Mahiravana said, look, I'll kidnap Rama and Lakshman myself.
Otiču, sam ću otiti Ramu I
so Mahiravana,
I Mahiravana
took the form of Vibhishan.
Je poprimio oblik Vibhishane.
He changed his form. And Vibhishan, of course, at that time was helping Rama
je, naravno,
Lakshman.
U to vrijeme pomagao Rami I Lakshmanu.
Even though he was
iako je
Ravana's
bio
brother.
Ravanin brat.
So this Mahiravana in the
I
form of Vibhishan said
Vibhishan
to Hanuman,
rekao,
let me enter
Hanuman,
the fort.
Ja ću ušiju,
I want to check to make sure everything's all right.
Želim ući u tvrđavu da vidim
ja Mahiravana sve u redu. Entered in
Mahiravana
the form
je ušao u obliku
Vibhishane. And he kidnapped
I
Rama
oteo
Lakshman.
Je Ramu I Lakshmanu.
And he took Rama and Lakshman to his kingdom.
I odnio ih u svoj, odvojio ih u svoje kraljestvo.
His kingdom was known as Mahi.
Njegovo kraljestvo se zvalo Mahipuri.
So when they discovered
kad su
that Rama and Lakshman had been kidnapped,
Rama I Lakshman oteti, Hanuman
said, I have to save
rekao,
them.
Moram ih spasiti.
And Vibhishan said, that's
a
where
Vibhishan
they are,
rekao,
in Mahipuri, and the only way to
Mahipuri,
get to Mahipuri
jedini način na koji
is
možeš
to go
doći
through this tunnel.
Do Mahipurija je da prođeš kroz
there is a lotus flower.
Postoji lotusov cvijet.
And it's just like a suction
I,
device, like a vacuum
on
cleaner.
On je nešto kao usisavač.
You know vacuum cleaners? Men don't know what vacuum, ladies know what vacuum.
Žene znaju što je to, muškarci ne čiste pa onda.
It's something that sucks up dirt.
Znači, to je nešto što, što usiše prašinu.
The men make the dirt, the women clean it.
Muškarci
stvaraju
prašinu, nečistoća žene počiste.
It's a suction device.
Znači, to je
uređaj
za usisavanje.
And so you get in this lotus flower and you're sucked all the way.
Ako uđeš u taj lotusov cvijet, ono će te usisati sve do
Mahipuri.
Do Mahipurija.
So this... This Mahiravana had taken Rama Lakshman to Mahipuri, and then Hanuman found the lotus flower. He dove into
Hanuman
it.
Hanuman pronašao the lotus of cvijet.
And then he was there in Mahipuri.
I našao se u Mahipuriju.
And he, Mahipuri was surrounded by different gates, which he broke through and killed different soldiers.
Različitim
but then he got to the final gate. It was very difficult to get through.
On, kroz koje on sva prošao.
In this final gate of Mahipuri,
kroz koje bila najteže proći.
There was an electronic device there.
Pokraj njih je bila neka elektronička naprava.
It would measure to see if someone hated Mahiravana.
I ona je mjerila
it was like a needle.
Da li
you
netko
understand?
Mrzi Mahiravanu. Bilo je poput igle.
Some sort of device.
Neka
you know,
uređaja.
Like a computer or something.
Kao na kompjuteru.
And if someone hated Mahiravanu, it would go...
Mahiravanu, ona bi išla... Ona bi dala
so Hanuman was thinking, how can I come in?
I Hanuman je mislio, kako mogu ući?
So he found the sister of Mahiravana, who didn't like Mahiravana. And she was carrying water
ona
for Mahiravana.
Ona nosila vodu za Mahiravanu.
And he made himself very, very, very
I
small.
Jako se smanjio.
Put himself on a leaf.
Stavio se na list.
Everyone understands the story?
Tišao na list.
And she carried him in.
Ona ga nosila.
And as she was carrying him in, the device went...
I kako ga
nosila.
Uređaj se slomio.
Because he hated Mahiravana so much.
Zato je toliko mrzio Mahiravana.
So, anyway, he broke the gate,
dakle,
went in.
Dakle, prošao kroz ta vrata.
And then he saw... Ram and Lakshman there.
I onda je tamo vidio Ramu I Lakshmanu.
But he was informed
ali su mu rekli
that Ram and Lakshman were going to be offered to the goddess Kali that night.
Da će se
Rama
I Lakshmana da će biti ponuđeni božici Kali.
And there was no way to kill
Mahiravana. I nije postojao način da ubije Mahiravanu.
Because Mahiravana,
jer je Mahiravana
he kept his life air
svoj životni zrak
in a diamond
držao u dijamantu
which was in the Himalayas
koji se nalazi u Himalajama
and he also kept his life air somewhere else
a svoj životni zrak držao je i na još drugom mjestu u nekim
and also kept it you know, in
tako,
his own body so you had to kill all three things simultaneously
pa bilo potrebno u isto vrijeme ubiti svo troje
so what happened is that Hanuman flew
tako da je Hanuman poletio
to where those, that diamond was
do tog dijamanta
and broke it
slomio ga
and at the same time
u isto vrijeme
Ram chopped off the head of Mahiravana in a very
Rama
interesting way.
Je na jako zanimljiv način odsjekao Mahiravaninu glavu.
Because as Mahiravana was getting ready
dok se Mahiravana
to cut off the head of Ram and Lakshman,
Raminu I Lakshmaninu glavu,
Ram and Lakshman
Rama
said to
Lakshman
Mahiravana,
rekli Mahiravani,
That we don't know how to offer obeisances to this deity.
Ne znamo kako davati poštovanje tom božanstvu Kali.
Our whole lives we were
naš život, mi
kings
smo
and princes.
Kraljevi I
no one's taught us how to offer obeisances. Can you show us how to offer obeisances,
Mahi Ravana? Možeš li nam pokazati kako
so
to učinimo, Mahi Ravana?
And they chopped his head off.
On je to učinio, oni su mu
odsekli glavu. And so then Rama and Lakshman were saved.
Da su Rama I Lakshmana bili spašeni.
From this Mahi Ravana. Very nice story, isn't it?
Lijepa priča.
We could do that as a play, but there's no time.
Mogli bismo napraviti predstavu toga.
So one more play
vremena.
Before we end today.
Napravit ćemo jednu još predstavu prije nego završimo Ravajanu.
This is a very interesting play that demonstrates
predstava koja
what Ram Raj is like.
Kakav je Rama Raj.
Oftentimes, as Srila Prabhupada said,
često
people want the kingdom of Ram
da
without Ram.
Ljudi žele Ramino kraljestvo bez
or they
Rame.
Want a perfect kingdom without being pious, without being religious,
a da sami nisu
without being dharmic.
Pobožni, odnosno dharmični.
So, this story illustrates how Ram cared for all the citizens.
Rama brinuo za sve svoje građane.
So, to do this story properly,
da bismo pravilno izveli ovu priču,
we need an actor who's a dog.
Nam je glumac koji je pas.
Anybody want to be a dog?
Želi netko biti pas?
Okay. He's good. We need a brahmana.
Treba nam brahmana.
And we need Lord Ram.
I treba nam gospodin Rama.
Okay. Who's going to be Lord Ram? Who's going to be a brahmana? Okay. Who are you going to be? Brahmana.
Hoćeš biti brahmana.
And who's Lord Ram? Ram, okay, come on, quickly. So we're not going to rehearse this one. I'm just going to tell you what to do.
Samo ću vam reći što
and I'll do all the dialogue
ja
on this one.
Ja ću raditi sve dialoge.
Ready? Okay. Oh, there's Lakshman too.
Treba nam I Lakshman.
Who's Lakshman? Okay, Lakshman. Okay, Lakshman. So you got Lakshman and the dog. We start off.
Dakle, krećemo s Lakshmanom I s psom.
So the dog, Lakshman is standing guard in the palace.
Lakshman čuva palaču.
A dog comes to him.
Dolazi mu pas.
Say, I want to see, dog says, I want to see Ram.
Želim vidjeti Ramu. I want to see Ram.
I want to see Ram. I have a complaint.
Imam jednu želim se žaliti. I want to make a complaint.
I need to see Ram.
Trebam vidjeti Ramu.
And Lakshman says, just wait here.
Lakshman kaže, samo čekaj ovdje.
And so Lakshman goes to see Ram.
I Lakshman odlazi vidjeti Ramu.
And he says, Ram,
I kaže mu, Rama,
there's a dog who wants to see you.
Ima neki pas koji te hoće vidjeti.
And he has a complaint.
Da te čeka I
and then Ram says,
Rama kaže,
everyone in this kingdom, even the dog, is my citizen. And I'm protecting everyone in the kingdom. You don't have to say that.
Ja,
and so show the dog in.
Uvedite ga.
So,
evo Ram će da sada vidjeti.
Okay, stop. You don't have to lick him.
Stani, ne moraš ga polizati.
So the dog says to Ram, I'll just do the dialogue. You don't have to say anything. You just mime it. You know, you just do the actions.
Vi samo
so the dog says to Ram,
pantomimu.
He says, I have a complaint. And my complaint is,
Rami,
there is a brahmana who kicked me and treated me unfairly. And Ram says,
Rama kaže,
bring the brahmana here.
Dovedi brahmanu.
And then the brahmana comes.
Brahmana dolazi.
And Ram asks the brahmana,
Rama pita brahmanu,
my dear brahmana,
dragi moj brahmana,
did you do this to the dog?
Jesam ti to učinio psu?
And the brahmana says,
brahmana
yes,
kaže,
I was very hungry one day.
Bio sam, jedan dan sam bio jako gladan.
It was after Sunda Arati.
To je bilo poslije Sunda Arati.
And there was no more pizza.
I više nije bilo pice.
The Slovenian devotees had run out of pizza.
Slovenskim baktama je nestalo pice.
And I saw this dog and I kicked
him. I vidio sam psa I udario sam ga.
And then Ram says to him,
Rama mu reka,
you have uncontrolled senses and you deserve to be punished. Tvoja
osjetila su nekontrolirana I zaslužuješ kaznu.
But how can we punish a brahmana?
Ali kako možemo kazniti brahmanu?
A brahmana is not supposed to be punished by according to the Vedic rules.
Prema vedskim pravilima brahmana se ne kažnjava.
And he asked his other sages, his advisors,
I svoje savjetnike,
how?
Kako?
What should we do with this brahmana? We have to be fair. We have to
moramo
do the right thing.
Pošteni, moramo učiniti pravu stvar.
And the advisors, the other sages, the ministers didn't know what to do.
Nisu znali što da
finally
rade.
The dog spoke up.
Je pas
he said, I have an idea.
Rekao je, ja imam ideju.
Well, the dog, you don't just stay down there.
Ostani dolje.
Dogs don't stand.
Psi ne stoje.
And he said to Lord Ram, you should appoint him to be the temple president.
On bi trebao postati predsjednik hrama.
Or he said actually the head of the ashram.
On, naravno, rekao je poglavar ashrama.
And the other sages said, a sveci su rekli, kako je to kazna
da bude predsjednik hrama?
Yeah, it's good to be temple president.
Dobro je biti temple president,
you know what?
Hrama.
What's going on here?
Što se zbiva ovdje?
And they asked Lord Ram,
so pitali su gospodina,
what kind of punishment is this that you appoint the sage to be a temple president, appoint the Brahmin to be a temple president if he's done something wrong? You don't give
a
reward, you give him a punishment.
Ne nagrađujemo ga, nego ga kažnjavamo.
And then Lord Ram says, the dog knows the reason. Why don't you ask the dog?
Pas zna razlog. Zašto ne upitate?
And the dog replies,
a pas je odgovorio,
then in my last life I was temple president.
U prošlom životu ja sam bio predsjednik hrama.
But because I was too proud,
sam bio preponosan,
I mistreated the devotees
krivo
badly.
Krivo sam se ponašao prema baktama.
Any temple presidents here in the audience?
Ima ovdje koji je predsjednik hrama?
And therefore I had to become a dog.
I stoga sam morao postati pas.
And so this Brahmana, he's more proud than I was.
Ponosniji nego što sam ja bio.
So he will go to hell by
on
being temple president.
U pakao ako bude predsjednik hrama.
And so that's how they punished the Brahmana. They made him
Brahmanom
temple president in charge of the ashram. And the Brahmana committed
ashrama
offenses and he went to hell.
I Brahmana je počinio uvrede i otišao u pakao.
So the... Of course, there's many things we learn from that story. One is that Lord Ram was equally disposed to all the citizens in Ayodhya, equally protecting all the citizens in
Ayodhya.
That's one point. Another point is that if one has responsibility, if one doesn't act properly, one is punished more severely than one who doesn't have responsibility.
His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada said nego onaj tko nije preuzeo takve odgovornosti.
That if a GBC makes mistakes, he becomes a shudra in the next life.
Učini neku grešku, on postaje
shudra. Prabhupada said that in regard to the story of Yamaraj being cursed. Everyone knows that story?
Znate li svi tu priču?
Yamaraj was cursed to become a shudra because he had offended the sage Mandavya Muni, because he had punished him. The lance, everybody knows the story?
Znate svi tu priču?
No, but we should tell real quickly. So Yamaraj, what happened was that there was a young boy, he was 4 years old.
Im bio jedan dječak, četverogodišnji dječak.
Put a piece of grass,
stavio,
actually hurt
trave,
an insect with a piece of grass.
Povrijedio je nekog kukca s vlati trave.
When this boy got older, he was a sage.
Taj dječak,
and as a sage,
velik,
he was meditating and had a vow of silence.
On je postao svetac, i dok je,
then a group of dacoits, rogues, thieves, hid in his ashram.
Lopova je došla do njegovog,
and the king's
ashrama
soldiers came. Where are the thieves?
I kada su došli kraljevi
and because
vojnici,
he had a vow of
pitali,
silence, he didn't say anything.
Gdje su ti lopovi, budući da on uzeo zavičatnje, on je
then they found the thieves
rekao
in his ashram and they thought
I
he was a thief too.
Pronašli,
and the
king
ashram condemned all the thieves to be
on
killed by
lopo
having a
i onda su svi
lance,
morali umreti tako da, tako da
like
koplje
big,
bilo probodeno kroz,
kroz
njihovo tijelo.
And this sage, he didn't die when he had it stuck into his body.
Kada je koplje bilo probodeno kroz
and
njihovo
he
tijelo.
Asked,
i upitao je
the king, after the king saw that he didn't die, the king saw that he was actually innocent. So they
kralj
broke off the ends of the lance, and the lance remained in his body. And when he saw Yamaraj, he asked him, why did you do this? Why was I punished like this? And Yamaraj said, when you were 4 years old, you hurt an insect. And the sage said, this is not proper. People who are under 8 years old should not be punished by
bad
karma. And because you have acted improperly, I curse you to become a shudra. Therefore, Yamaraj became
who? I tako je Yamaraj postao vidura.
And so Prabhupada said in that regard,
rekao,
if someone has a position like GBC and they act improperly, they become what in the next life? No, you don't become vidura in your next life.
Ne, ne,
that would be
vidura.
Nice.
To bi bilo lijepo.
You become a shudra in your next life.
Ne, postajemo shudra u sljedećem životu.
So, anyway, so don't become GBC.
Nemojte postati GBC.
So, you know where I'm headed in the next life. So, anyway.
Znate gdje ja idem u sljedećem životu.
So, the point is, the real point is that Prabhupada will protect us, no doubt.
Ono što sam reći da će nas Prabhupada neminovno zaštititi.
But the point is that one has to take any position that they have responsibly, like Lord Rama did, and equally protect all the citizens, be kind to all living entities and follow the rules of Dharma. And this is perhaps one of the primary principles that Lord Rama taught.
prvotnih načela koje gospodin Rama poučavao, to su principi načela dharme.
Sticking to his promise,
znači da se držimo
sticking
svoje
to
riječi i obećanja isto tako.
When he got married, Lord Ram got married, he gave his wife a present.
A
very unique present. What was that present?
Da stane u svoju ženu. On je, Eka Patni
Vrata.
Rama je svoj ženi dao jedinstveni poklon.
Kshatriya,
znači,
in those days,
vrata,
unusual.
Znači, da će uzeti samo jednu ženu. To je
and
u ono vrijeme za kshatriju
so
bilo jako neobično.
When Ram,
kad je Rama,
Ram said, I have one
rekao,
word and one arrow.
Imam samo jednu riječ i jednu strijelu. Jeste li shvatili?
And when I give my word,
kada kažem svoju riječ, to
so
je
when
to.
We take
kada
a promise,
obećamo
make a vow,
nešto,
give
nešto,
our word in Krishna consciousness, that's how it should be.
We stick to it. Tako. Bismo,
like Rama's arrow.
Trebali bismo to slijediti kao što je kao Rama strela.
That rhymes. An arrow is straight and narrow. Okay. So I think that's it for the Ramayan. So tomorrow we start on the teaching course. How to teach almost anything to almost anyone.
Kako da bilo koga poučimo bilo što.
So that'll be quite interesting, but much more intensive than this. So any questions or comments before we end? Yes.
You have a question in the back.
Yeah. Yes.
Prije smrti rekao da je Ravana, da je Ravana oteo Situ, ali negdje sam čula
well, the Valmiki Ramayana says he does take the name.
See, da nije želio stvoriti Ravanino ime
u
vrijeme smrti, ali Valmiki Ramayani kaže da je
most of the people from Indian background are familiar with the Tulsidas Ramayana.
Indijsko podrijetlo je poznata s nekom drugom Ramayanom, ali ova Ramayana je iz Valmikine Ramayana,
which is the original Ramayana.
To je izvorna Ramayana.
So, Ramacharita Manasa. Anyway, you know. Anyway, that's all right. So he did say the evil demon Ravana.
Zli demon Ravana.
And he also pointed out Sugriva. You know, he specifically said that Sugriva.
Spomenuo je Sugrivo.
So any yes.
Ako je Aruni.
Why would they have children born as monkeys?
Zašto su djeca od Aruni i Indre bili majmoni?
They can do whatever they want.
Oni mogu činiti što žele.
There's two versions of the story. It's actually a good question.
Postoje dvije verzije te priče, to stvari dobro pitanje.
It's actually a good question there's another version of the story that's told in some of the Puranas that there was a monkey named Riksha who took a female form.
Rečeno da je jedan majmun došao ljudski oblik.
Like the Puranas sometimes differ in the stories.
Znači, Purane su malo drugačija verzija priče.
So anyway, but this is the version that I was
taught. Ali ovo je verzija koju sam ja čula.
I mean, the monkeys also...
Maimuni,
another point is that when Lord Vishnu decided to appear,
kad se
he told
Vishnu
Lord Brahma to have
pojaviti,
the demigods appear or expand as monkeys. So he gave them that order. So you have like all sorts of sons and daughters of the demigods appearing as monkeys at that time.
Da se sinovi,
like, you know like Vishvakarma has monkeys, children.
I imao djecu majmune.
And all sorts of interesting demigods have children that appear.
I mnogi drugi polubogovi imali su djecu koje
like as we mentioned the other day, even Lord Shiva,
čak i gospodin Shiva
and Parvati, they were in a monkey form while they were consorting.
Čak i gospodin Shiva i Parvati
and so that's why the Hanuman, the embryo Hanuman, was there
kad je,
and later put into the womb of Anjani.
Kad se nastao embryo Hanumana i bio odveden u...
Prabhupada said he didn't look like a bear. He was the king of the bears. See, that's a common misunderstanding,
dakle,
too.
To je jedno krivo svačanje, isto tako, da je...
People think that Jambavan was a bear,
Jambavan,
and if you look at the movie, the Ramayan
medved.
Movie, Jambavan
ako
is depicted
film
as a bear.
Ramayani,
but he's the Vrksharaj, he's the king of the bears.
Medved. Ali on je,
there's a whole story about Jambavan.
Medveda.
I mean, if you have a minute, I can tell part of the story.
Jambavan
is called Chiranjeev, that means he lives a very, very long time.
Jako, jako dugo.
He's one of the mental born sons of Lord Brahma, or born from the sweat of Lord Brahma.
Gospodina Brahme, koji je rođen iz
and Jambavan had
I
seen the pastimes of Sita and Ram many, many times
Rame,
before.
Mnogo puta prije.
Because in each and every Treta Yuga, Sita and Ram appear.
Zato se oni pojavljuju
so he was quite familiar
jugi,
with the pastimes.
Bio prilično dobro
in fact, he was much more powerful when he was first born.
Ali budući da je bio moćni
He was able to circumambulate the whole Earth planet just by, or the whole universe just by jumping around it. And there was one story when Jambavan was young, he saw the incarnation of the Lord Vamanadev, and he circumambulated him, went around the whole universe, and he touched heavenly Mount Meru by accident with his toenail, and he was cursed to lose part of his powers as a result. Jambavan also had a very nice daughter. What was his daughter's name? Anyone remember?
Jambavati. Jambavati.
And did Jambavati have to wait a long time to marry Krishna?
Because
she later on married Krishna.
Ona se kasnije udala za Krishnu.
And Jambavan later fought with Krishna,
Krishnam.
Everybody knows the story?
Svi znate tu priču.
Not only that, but two of the monkeys, several of the monkeys, like Dvidvira Gorilla, he later fought with
Dvidvira,
who?
Se borio s kime.
And was killed by him. And Dvidvira Gorilla used to fight for Lord Ram against Ravana. But by bad association, Dvidvira Gorilla his mind became polluted. Because he had associated with Bhaumasura. Bhaumasura was the son of Krishna,
bio
who Krishna killed.
Krishna.
Anyway, there's so many stories. I can go on forever with the stories.
I don't
think we have forever. But Bhaumasura, we'll just end with this story. That when Krishna lifted up the earth planet as Lord Boar, with his tusks, he impregnated the earth planet. Because Krishna's senses, Angani, Yasha, Sakalendri, Adrichamanti, are interchangeable. And as a result, a little baby boy named Boma was born. And he was a nice baby boy, but he had bad association. And as a result, he became a demon. And later on, he was killed by Krishna.
But
Krishna had trouble killing him because he had promised
Bhumi
that he would not kill her son without her permission. And she would never give permission. What mother wants her son killed? Any mothers here? No mother wants the son or daughter killed because they love them. So Krishna had a trick. When he went to kill
Bhaumasura,
he brought someone with him. Who did he bring with him? Satyabhama. Who is Satyabhama?
Satyabhama, od koje ona?
She's Bhumi, yeah.
Ona je Bhumi.
Like Bhumi's an expansion of Satyabhama.
Bhumi so he had a trick.
He thought, we're not going to tell Bhumi, but we're going to tell Satyabhama.
And they were being attacked.
And Satyabhama said what?
Bili su napadnuti, a Satyabhama je rekla, što? Ubi ga.
And Krishna said, thanks for the permission.
On je rekao, Krishna je rekao, hvala za dopuštenje. I ubio je.
Anyway, that's a wonderful story. Anyway, so many nice stories. So, anyway, we want to thank everybody for being so attentive through this Ramayan exposition play. And tomorrow, hopefully, we'll see some people for the teaching course. Hopefully, we can do it in here because I have to use a projector for this course. And hopefully, we can get some area that's a little dark so we can use it. Let's see what Krishna wants. I think it's dark enough so we can project on a small screen here.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. On that note, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.